A new documentary tries to capture what the war in Iraq looks like to American troops. Gunner Palace opened in theaters over the weekend. It portrays soldiers of the 1st Armored Division, and it shows how they handle the boredom, confusion, and stress they experience on the streets of Baghdad. Here's Bellamy Palethorpe of member station KPLU.
Many of the stars of Gunner Palace were barely out of high school when they landed in Iraq. Filmmaker Michael Tucker rides along with them as they patrol the streets by day and raid the houses of suspected terrorists by night.
Get down!
Get down!
Get down!
Get down!
The members of this field artillery unit serve as policemen, truant officers, mediators at a neighborhood council meeting. But in the movie, they never fire their big guns. To deal with the frustration and persistent fear of roadside bombs, they party by the side of the pool in the palace where they're quartered. And filmmaker Michael Tucker says they play a lot of music.
It's one of the only ways that you can probably retain part of yourself and who you are as an individual. You know, through their music, you can really see who they are. They could also express themselves in a way that they couldn't in an interview. It's much, much more emotional. So all of the music in the film was recorded in Baghdad, you know, with the soldiers performing it.
Hey, yo, sometimes I just stay in the zone, contemplating and praying to God that I get a chance to come home. Did you ever get the lane of prone? Receiving enemy fire while slugs barely missing the dome. Yo, I noticed that my face is really aging so quickly, because I seen more than your average man in his 50s. I'm 24 now, I got two kids and a wife, having visions of them pitching me up out of their life.
Sergeant Nick Moncrief, who also goes by the name Solo, says he wrote that rhyme in just a few minutes. Moncrief is now stationed in Germany, far away from the stress that fueled his music.
You just don't know in a matter of seconds your life just might be gone just by passing a certain car or passing a box that's in the middle of the road or a little kid walking with a bomb in his hand. You know what I'm saying? It's crazy. Everywhere somebody was getting hit. Somebody was getting hurt.
To blow off steam, the soldiers pound out beats on the hoods of Humvees or perform freestyle while they wait for a road to clear. Specialist Richmond Shaw, also known as Hotline, does spoken word poetry about the death of one of his friends in the unit and the paranoia he starts feeling toward Iraqis.
This ain't fact, it's only theory in my statements about the struggle, stress, and pain every day we facing. Trials and tribulations daily we do, and not always this life's pains wash away in our pool. When we take a dip, we try to stick to the script, but when those guns start blazing and our friends get hit, that's when our hearts start racing and our stomach get woozy. Because for y'all, this is a show. But we live in this movie.
Shaw says that last line came in response to his anger over reporters, who he says treated the troops like characters in their stories.
And they asked us what was going on and, you know, how our families felt and, you know, just small talk. Like, okay, you know, thanks. And they'd be gone. Like, you know, the next day, 2 days later, gone. So I'm like, damn, you know, it's like, we just like entertainment, really. It's like, oh, yeah, how you doing? I want to ask you questions. Okay, now I'm going back to my life, my real life. You stay over here and, you know, fight this thing.
Shaw also provides one of the film's lighter moments when he tap dances beneath the ruins of the grand staircase at Gunner Palace. But specialist Stuart Wilf is the film's main joker. He says that's how he dealt with the stress there, that and playing a lot of guitar.
Every single day, we'd come back from a 4 or 5 hour long raid, go right back and play my guitar. No matter what I was doing, every time I got off a shift or something, I just played my guitar, no matter how tired I was.
Wilf says it calmed him and reminded him of home. He joined the military at age 17 and went to Iraq when he was 19. He brought an acoustic guitar with him to Baghdad and ordered an electric over the internet once they got access to the web. In the film, he conjures Jimi Hendrix. Wilf is a huge fan of the movie, and not, he insists, because he likes seeing himself on the screen. He says it's realistic in a way he hasn't seen in any news coverage.
Well, I think this is something that a lot of people need to see. A lot of people need to steer away from looking at the politics of the whole thing. People need to look at what their families and friends are actually going through.
Wilf believes Gunner Palace will help. The filmmakers are trying to do a little more to help the soldiers still in Iraq. Together with the distributor of Gunner Palace, they're creating a kind of soundtrack.
It's almost the anti-soundtrack.
Music consultant Barry Cole says that's because it won't be available for purchase. Instead, he says the producers have made scenes and music tracks from the film available online for musicians to do with what they will.
We're allowing DJs and producers from the United States and from all over the world to download the audio samples from the troops and incorporate them into different DJ mixes, mixtapes, and original tracks.
This ain't fact, it's only theory in my statements about the struggle, stress, and pain every day we facing. Trials and tribulations daily we do, and not always as life's pains wash away in our pool.
The film's producers want to get these remixes back to the troops in Iraq, either on CDs or by posting them online. They're also hoping soldiers will post new material. That's fine, says former specialist Stuart Wilf, but he says people still don't understand what he's been through, even in his hometown of Colorado Springs with its two military bases and the Air Force Academy. He says he's tired of seeing "support our troops" stickers on people's cars.
They'll just slap a sticker on there and that's their whole support, a dollar sticker from 7-Eleven. And a lot of people just, I don't know, you tell them that you just had come back from Iraq and they'll say, "Oh, wow. How was that?" You know, it's a little awkward. So a lot of times, a lot of people that I talk to, I just stay away from the subject so that I don't even have to listen to them.
Still, Wilf and the other soldiers in Gunner Palace say they're happy for the exposure. Many of them want to be recording artists. Sergeant Nick Moncrief has 2 years left to serve in the Army. Specialist Richmond Shaw is deciding whether he'll re-enlist at the end of the year. For NPR News, I'm Bellamy Palethorpe in Seattle.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.